Section 9 test. So this is really is, we need more time to do this, and I actually need more time to get it clear in my head, but I think we'll find this very interesting. We're dealing with two psukim, basically, in Perek Yutes, in Vayikra, in Parshas Kedoshim, psukim Yudayin Yudches. It says, Losisna Sachicha Bil Vavecha, right? Don't. Losisna Sachicha Bil Vavecha. It's unbelievable. Baruch Hashem. Nothing better than a little audio visual. It's all right, I'll hold it. Stay for that way. You have to reprove him. Reproach, right, etc., if he did something wrong. We'll see in the Rambam the mitzvah of reproaching somebody who did something wrong is not exclusively in Bein Adam Mokom, right? If, let's say, you see a guy being Mechal Shabbos, so you got to tell him this is wrong. You see a guy is doing something incorrect, you got to tell him there's something wrong. You're doing something wrong, right? But it's also in interpersonal affairs. Somebody hurts you, somebody bothers you, somebody does something to you, right? You're supposed to be Mechiach. I'm telling you, I didn't like that. I didn't enjoy that. That bothered me. You hurt me, etc. The mitzvah is both in Bein Adam Mokom and Bein Adam Lechaveiro. And basically, the long and short of losis love chait is you when you do this this tochacha, when you mochiach him, be it on things of Bein Adam Mokom, be it Bein Adam Lechaveiro, right? You should do it in a fashion that that doesn't shame him, right? Doesn't shame him, and that would also apply in interpersonal things as well. You know, there's aside from, you know, screaming out in public, you know, that this guy is, you know, you sin this way, or you're sinning, you know, do tshuva or something like that, not to shame him. So too, when you deal with the person on an interpersonal level, you have to find a way that's also that's easy for the person to hear what they're saying, what you're saying. The goal is that they should hear what you're saying, not that you should get out of your spleen and say, you know, you hurt me, and you know why you hurt me? Because you're blank, blank, expletive, expletive, question mark, what do you call it, exclamation point, question mark, right, etc. Velosikom velositor, you're not allowed to take nekama or natira. Nekama basically is really cool, is where tit for tat, somebody does something to you, you go back and do it to them, right? Velositor, or nor are you allowed to, as we'll see in the from the, what do you call it, from Chazal, yeah, we'll see from the Gemara, from the Medrash, that you're not doing tit for tat, but clearly you're bearing a grudge against the person. In other words, if somebody does X, we'll see in a moment, the classical case that the Gemara brings down, can I borrow your whatever tool it happens to be? And the guy tells you, no, I don't want to lend it to you. And the next day, he comes to you and says, can I borrow your tool? You know, a different tool, whatever it is. So you say to him, if you say to him, I'm not going to give it to you because you didn't give it to me, that's called nekama. And you say, I am going to give it to you because I'm not like you. Right? That's called natira. Okay? So that's what he called that. Those two psukim, and then it ends up v'ahavtel reicha kamochin. You should love your fellow like yourself. So we're not going to talk about v'ahavtel reicha kamocha. That's a discussion in its own right. But we'll talk about the losisnes achich v'chavecha. Don't hate your friend in your heart. And we'll talk about hocheach tochiach. Talk about giving him reproach, reprove. What do you call it? Giving him musar. Losis alav chait, right? Not that we won't be dealt with already a little bit. And losikom, lositor, esvenei amecha, etc.
Neither of those are the laws of Russian Hara.
Why Russian Hara? You're not talking to somebody else.
Don't.
You're not talking to somebody else. You're not telling somebody else a story. This is all between two people.
You're not supposed to, when you tell him, you give a response.
Seder, that's it's something else, another Easter. It could also be over on Noah's Dvarim. If you say, you know, I know why you, right, that's all, it could also be over on Noah's Dvarim. If, let's say, I said, you know why you didn't do this to me, or you know why you bother me, is because, really called, because, you know, because you're an immediate relative of a mandrel, right? Right? So that's very insulting to say that about a person. You know? Okay, that's a different thing. Fine. So the whole discussion emanates from this Gemara in Yuma on Chav Beis Med Beis and Chav Gimel and Aleph. There's a lot of questions in this Gemara, but let's just read the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about first, right? It's talking about the idea of why Shaul received a punishment in terms of his loss of Malchus, and the one of the deeds of Shaul that they're commenting on is the fact that on the day that he was coronated, right, there were a group of people who said, what's this guy going to do for us as a king? They were mevazehim, and they didn't send him any sort of a present in honor of his coronation, etc., and he was silent. He was silent. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Mimneman Nena Shol, Mipnei Shem Mochol Al Kvodo, he was mochol on his kvod. Shneamar, Uvnei V'lial, Omru Maya Yoshienu Zeh, how's this guy going to save us? Vayivazu, and they shamed him, Shol that is, they shamed him, V'lo Heviu, Lo Mincha, they didn't give him what he called an honorarium, as it were. Vayikim Achrish, he was silent, Ruchsi, Vayal Nachash Amoni, Vayichan Al Yavish Gilad, and right after that, Nachash Amoni, Nachash was snake, right? Snake, not right. Oh, never mind. Yeah, right. What do you call it? The king of the Ammonites attacked them, and the juxtapositioning of those two events in the Mikra and in history is was meant to be a remez that Shaul did something wrong, right? And the fact that the king of the Ammonites, his name is Nachash, snake. He could have learned from something that had to do with the Nachash. And that's what the Gemara says. V'am Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yotzadak, Kol Talmid Chacham, Sheinu Nokim V'Noter Ken Nachash, Eino Talmid Chacham. A Talmid Chacham, who is not Nokim V'Noter, he doesn't, what do you call it, take vengeance, or what do you call it, keep enmity, Noter, Chora, right? If he doesn't do it,
what's Noter again?
To guard the enmity, right? Noter to show would be shomer to guard the enmity inside of himself.
Harbor.
Right? What?
Harbor.
Right?
What's the enmity? Show is hatred.
Hate is dislike. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Dislike. Doesn't have to be what you call it, you know, whatever. He's what he called he's not a Talmud Chacham. He's not a Talmud Chacham. Okay. So now the first of all that we sing over here is that somehow they moved from a story with Shaul, which is a story of a king, right? And now we're talking about Talmid Chachamim, right? Which is all, itself is how'd they get there? How'd they get from Talmid Chacham to king? We know in Kedushin, in Maseches Kedushin, a king has no right to be mochel on his kavod. Melech shemochel al kvodo, in kvodo mochel, right? A Talmid Chacham, Shemachal al Kvodo, Kvodo Machal. He's allowed to be Mochel. Right? But we see the Mepharshim talk about the idea that there is, recall, there are, that there is a certain similarity in that the king is not allowed to be Mochel on his Kavod, right? He's not allowed to be Mochel on his Kavod. The most Pashut reason is because the Pasuk says, Som Tasim Alecha Melech. The king has to be in the most exalted position in the land so that he generates a state of Yira. He's God's agent in leading the Jewish people, to gather together the Jewish people, to lead the Jewish people. He's God's agent. And therefore, he's not allowed to be mochel on his kavod. Right? It's not his kavod because he has to be on a higher plane because he's God's agent. He has no right to be mochel on his kavod. Whereas a Talmid Chacham, right, he has the right to be mochel on his kavod when it comes to, you don't have to stand up in my cold room when he comes in. He said, you don't have to, right? That's okay, no problem. He's allowed to do that. But if, what do you call it, the issue with the Talmud Chacham is causing a big zion HaTorah, so he can't be mochel on that. If they're shaming him in such a fashion, right? They're shaming him in such a fashion that it's a bizoyin to the Torah, so just like the king can't be mochel, he also can't be mochel. It's not his cover to be mochel. If you don't stand up for him, fine, don't stand up for him. But what do you call when the shame to the Talmud Chacham is really becoming a shame to the Torah, he has no rights over it. It's not his to be mochel. So the Chor, that's what the Gemara is doing. But okay, fine. But it would appear that that's what he called. It appears that with the, what do you call, that's how they get from king to Talmud Chacham. Valaksiv. So the Gemara asks the question, how can you possibly tell me? But right after the bolded braces, right? Valaksiv, lo sikum velo sitor. How can you possibly tell me that a king, or a Talmud Chacham, I should say, right? A Talmud Chacham, who isn't Nokim v'Noter, like a Nachash. He's not a Talmud Chacham. But the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to be Nokim v'Noter. It says, Losikim v'Lositor, our Pasuk in our Parsha. Losikim v'Lositor. How can you possibly tell me that a Talmud Chacham, who doesn't do this, is not a Talmud Chacham, when the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to do it? Right? We're on the same page? No, I mean, right? That's a very basic question the Gemara is asking. Answer the Gemara, Hahu b'mamon. Right? Hahu b'mamon, the pasuk, losikum, lositor, is talking about money. Talking about money. Monetary affairs. Dichsiv, the Tanya, Ezu in a Nakim of Ezu in a Tira. And then it goes through the case that I just said to you before. I want to borrow this from you, right? What do you call it? You say, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. The next day, the roles are reversed. And I either say to you, I'm not going to lend it to you because you didn't lend it to me. Or I will lend it to you because I'm not a stinker like you, right? Basically. So those are called, that's monetary. Right? Okay, fine. So that would imply, if we're holding there, right, that would imply that if I come to you, let's say, with some sort of monetary thing, and then you're over in a kama or in a tira, that's wrong. But if, however, let's say I insult you, right? I insult the person. So that would appear not to be within the framework of Nakama and Natira. And it's basically Gemara saying this the whole question doesn't begin. Nakama and Natira is only talking about monetary things, but things are more severe than that. I insulted you, I shamed you, I did this, I did the next thing. It would appear that Nakama and Natira don't apply there. So therefore now we can say whatever we want in terms of the Talmud Chacham. Maybe it's not for everybody else, it's not a mitzvah to be nokim v'noter, right? But it's not usser, right? It's not usser because the common tier is talking about, we're talking about monetary things. That's what it appears from the Gemara.
Sitor is revenge
and holding, bearing the, harboring, as David said, which was very nice, harboring, what he called the dislike. Is that okay? The dislike in his heart. Probably the grudge. Okay, thank you. Bearing the grudge, but okay, fine. But that didn't something that get heavy. Okay, fine. So then the Gemara asks the question, whoa, we're not letting you off the hook so easily. So you're telling me that it's a mitzvah for the Talmud Chacham to be nokim v'noter k'nachash. Right? And there's no problem of losikim lositor, but losikim lositor is talking about only when it's monetary things, not where we're talking about, you know, something worse than that. Like in the case that where the Gemara learned from, Shaul, he was shamed. That's not monetary. He was shamed. He was embarrassed. They degraded him. Okay?
Yeah. What if he tells you, how come your head looks like an egg?
Someone says, oh, right. Yeah, right. Like a sort of pleasant sort of statement like that. Okay. So then the Gemara continues. After the, what do you call it, the second set of braces, mm-hmm. right? The Gemara asks another question. Lo, right? V'atanya hanelovim v'enam olvin shomin cherpasan v'enim yeshivin osim yavu smechem yisurim aleinu kosher olvin v'ovu kitzeis ha-shemesh b'gvuraso. So now, it's not telling me you're over in a common tier, but this is a pasuk. It says the people who are embarrassed, shamed, degraded, but they don't reply. Basically, that's what's coming out. They hear their besmirchment, and they don't react, right? So those people, and it's Mechem Yisrim, those people are as glorious like the sun going out in what you call it, and it's just celestial travels every day. They're glorious like the sun. So you see, it's a quality. Again, this is not a din d'oraisa. It's a pasuk in Tanakh, but it shows it's a quality not to, what do you call it, not to reply, Not to reply. Someone, what do you call it? In other words, someone besmirches you, and you're silent, and you're silent. So then, what do you call it? Then it seems like it's a good thing. Oh, you tell me a person who's what do you call it? Who is a Talmud Chacham, and he's not silent. He's not silent. He's not a Talmud Chacham. So how do those two things go together? And this is talking about, it appears, what do you call it, under all circumstances. I mean, you could make a chiluk, but I guess the Gemara is understanding, it's talking about all circumstances, it's better not to say anything. And then that way you're glorious like the sun. Okay? Right? And that's meant to set an example, etc. Says the Gemara, it answers, La'olam denakit le'belibe. It's true, he didn't say anything. But he hasn't removed it from his heart. He hasn't removed it from his heart. So that would mean then that it's all, what he called the person who is glorious like the sun. In order to merit that, he only has to be silent. He only has to be silent. But if he keeps it in his heart, then it's okay. He can still be glorious like the sun. So let's stop for a second before we continue the Gemara. Now this creates its own problem. The pasuk before said, "Losisnas achicha bilvavecha." So what is it? Yeah, here's this guy. He insults me. He says, "You know, your head is shaped like an egg, right? Right?" Or I saw somebody look like you the other day in what I called. I can't remember. Oh, I remember. I was in the zoo and the mandrill bent over backwards. Right? So you've insulted him. You've insulted him. So it would appear at this point in the Gemara, if you're silent, you're great. And you're thinking to yourself, what do you call it? You know, wow, wait, I only wish you'd step on a well-greased skateboard on top of the tallest staircase, right, called in Israel. That's okay. That can't be. The pasuk before said, Losisnas achicha bilvavecha. You're not allowed to hate your brother in your heart. Right? So in order to deal with that, right, I'm not going to go read the Chinuch just yet, but we should know, the Sefer HaChinuch says that you're only over on Losisnas Achicha Bilvavecha if you're pretending to like him. In other words, if you smile at him sweetly, oh, good morning, have a good day, live and be well, and you're thinking in your heart, drop dead, right, etc. Yeah, then you're over losisnas achicha bilvavecha. But if he knows that you're displeased with him, then you're not over the Easter of losisnas achicha bilvavecha. Right? Now, you could be over on nekama and netira, right? You could be over nekama and netira, perhaps, right? But you're not over sister. And as losisna, the way the chinuch understands it,
okay, right?
In other words, the Easter, the specific Easter of losisna, achicha bilvavecha, is dafka where you're pretending to like him.
Okay.
Once you've shown him that you don't like him, etc., then you're not over losisna, achicha bilvavecha, but you're being no tear sin inside of him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but now back to our Gemara again. It appears in our Gemara that if you're allowed to harbor, if he did something against you, right? Not monetary, right? Then you're allowed to, what do you call it? You're allowed to keep it in your heart. He insulted you. That's what it appears. Okay. So then, what do you call it? Then the Gemara says, oh, but it's not true. Vama Rava, kol amavir midosav, mavir lova kol pshav. So, and I guess once again, the Gemara has to assume that we're talking about everybody over here, all people. That it's a good quality to get the enmity out of your heart. Hamavir midosav, a person, as it were, who doesn't keep the measure for measure. You did this to me inside of him, etc. So that all his averas are taken away. A mavil midosav, what he called bochel lo al kol pshav, mavir lo al kol pshav. So we see it's a good quality. So why are you holding on to it? So how can you tell me that it's a quality for a Talmud Chacham to hold on to it, Right? He was saying it's quality not to hold on to it. Why the Gemara is not mechalek between Kam and Chokhov and everybody else, it seems it must be the Dover Pasha that they're sending all these other cases as referring to everybody in the world. And why shouldn't Natan and if you think about it, if you think about it for a second, it makes a lot of sense. What's the whole idea? The Talmud Chacham has to be called, he has to protect the Kavod HaTorah. But if his silence can be associated with Tzeis Hashem is Rigurasso, that when you hold it in, what do you call it, you're showing the greatness of Torah, right? And you're like, what do you call it, like the sun going, like shining in the day. Or when you hold it in, you don't say anything. Then what do you call it, then you're, all your averas are removed. So maybe that's not considered a net loss to the Torah. Maybe it's not considered a bizoyin to the Torah, because the reason you're holding it in is not because the Torah is not valuable. The reason you're holding it in is because you want to be open to these qualities. Mm-hmm. Right? So I guess it's the way the Gemara understands it. Because otherwise, why not just make a difference between this is all true except when there's a bizoyin at Torah. And the fact is, there's a proof to this. That if it's not a net loss to the Torah, then it's not really a bizoyin to the Torah. Because the Mashal asked the question. David HaMelech, when he was cursed by Shimi ben Gera, right? When he was fleeing before Avshalom, his son rebelled against him, right? And he was fleeing. And Shimi ben Gera is standing there and he cursed him. He insulted him with every name in the book, right? With every name in the book. And Avishai, right, David's, what do you call it, the general there, one of the generals, wants to say, I'm going to turn him into shish kebab. And David says, hush, don't touch him. God sent him. Oh, he can't be mochel on b'tok kol tamid chacham, sheinim nokim and notek and nachash. What do you call it? It's not a tamid chacham. How can he do that? Asha says, because Shimi ben Gera himself was a Talmud Chacham, so therefore, right, it's not a bizoyan per se to the Torah. So he was silent to him. Uh-huh. It's only if a person who is mezalz on the Torah, but Shimon ben Gera himself was a Talmud Chacham, a great Talmud Chacham. It's not bizoyan to the Torah. So now the Mashal doesn't say what I'm saying, but I'm saying maybe you could take it a step further. If the reason why the Talmud Chacham is trying to show some other value in the Torah, i.e., not harboring any grudge in your heart, etc., 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 so maybe that's not, maybe you could say that's not considered, but he called it a bizoyan to the Torah. Yes, he says something like that. Fine. So you see that it's what he called, you shouldn't hold on to the grudge, because that way you'll get rid of all your averas. Answers the Gemara. The mefai sole, right? Umefayes. Right? The din. Right, the last line over here in the Gemara. The mefai sole, umefayes. Right? Mefuyas, fayes. Right? Mm-hmm. That we call the guy appeases you. He asks forgiveness. So you should accept the forgiveness and you shouldn't bear the grudge. So if he doesn't ask you for forgiveness, so what's the scenario we have in front of us now? The scenario we have in front of us now is that Nekama and Netira are usur when it comes to anything that's mamonos. Right? When it comes to, what do you call it, insults, when it comes to insults, so now it appears you don't have to forgive him. You don't have to forgive him. You do have to tell him you didn't like it, though. You have to tell him, otherwise you're over in losis and sachicha b'levecha. He has to be aware that you aren't happy with him. He has to be aware, otherwise you're over in losis and sachicha b'levecha. So the scenario comes out as follows. When it comes to mamonis, comes to monetary things, right, you should never hold on to it. Never hold on to the anger in your heart. Never hold on to what he called any enmity in your heart, if it's monetary things. If, however, it's something which the person caused you tsar, right? He degraded you, he did this, he did something else bad to you. So then, you have to make him aware you're unhappy about it. Otherwise, your world of tisna sachich bilvavecha. Once you've made him aware of it, right? You made him aware of it. So then, record, if you want to, you could forgive him, right? It doesn't seem like you have to, though. But if you want to, you forgive him. It's probably a good thing to forgive him. Probably it's a good thing to forgive him, right? If you're Talmud Chacham and it involves Bizayin HaTorah, then you don't forgive him. You don't say anything, right? And again, you've made him aware that he's done something wrong. He knows he's done something wrong, right? And if he comes for forgiveness, you forgive him. So that's the way you appear from the what do you call it, the just a raw Gemara. Okay. So now this is all right. That's what we saw in the Gemara. Look at the Sefer Chinuch. Sefer Chinuch here says an unbelievable chiddush, and it's not so simple how it fits in the Gemara at all. But let's just see the sheetahs we've shown him, and we'll need to think about it exactly how we're going to put the whole thing together. Okay. Truth is. Let's maybe rather than do the Sefer Chinuch, let's go. Let's see the on the last page. Let's see the Urayim. Right, the Urayim. The Urayim is what he called is Rav Elazar Mimetz, and he's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, in the Balei Tosfos, on third page, page 3. Right, Rav Elazar Mimetz. And let's see how he understands the mitzvah. This will be closer, I think, to what we learned the Gemara. Lo sikom velo sitar. Siva v'hizir b'gedoshim, parshas Goshen, lo sikom velo sitar as b'nei amecha. V'tanya, right? Toras Kohanim, v'sinam b'yuma. B'momon akos v'davar. It's talking by momonus. K'tanya, ezu nekima, ezu netira. Brings down the whole story about lending him this thing. I don't want to lend it to you. I don't want to lend it to you, etc. The old 9 yards that we said. And he brings even a proof. Right? You see even the word minolan, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the sixth line, right? No, the fifth line. The fifth line in the Urayim. Uminolan, it's the third word on the line. Uminolan, how do we know they're only talking by mamon? Mishtaikra, the Pasuk is talking about. And not where he insults you. Say ulmad miud gimel midos shatora nidreshes for him, right? Davar lovim midyano v'me'akosam adaber b'mamon pulas chayesachir. All the pesukim beforehand, they're all talking about dini mamonis, all talking about monetary affairs, right? And he continues. That's how we know they're talking about mamon. Lamadnu in the bold here in the Urayim. Lamadnu shumusarim yisrael shelo yimait. Soko ugmilas chasodim b'mamon b'shvil shelo aso imo b'yoso tzarech lizu shezu nekima. Right? He says it very clearly. The whole Easter of Nekoma and Natira only has to do with mamonos. Only has to do with mamonos things. Monetary things. A guy didn't do something. He didn't do you a favor. So he didn't do anything wrong. He just didn't do you a favor. Well, you can't be mochichem. What can be mochichem on? What? That he didn't do you a favor? He didn't want to do you a favor? He didn't do you a favor. Okay. So instead of what he called for going there, he didn't do me a favor. The hell with him. I'm not going to do a favor for him either. Right? You're not allowed to do that. But if he insults you, right? Doesn't talk about it. That's not the covenant tira. Oh, if somebody insults you, are you allowed to hate him in your heart without letting him know about it? Nope. You got to let him know. You got to tell him. You got to tell him. Right? Tochech tochech es amisecha. Yeah, you have to tell him. But you've told him, right? You've told him, and he doesn't do anything about it. It would appear you're not mechuyev to forgive him. Maybe it's a mila. If you want to forgive him, and you forgive him, you would record you get brownie points on it, right? Maybe you would record you, but you don't have to. You don't have to.
Which one or what prison?
I don't know. I mean, we see from the Gemara that to be zoche to amavrel midosa mochel and gopshah. Right, you only should recall it. I mean, I guess you're zochet to that. I guess under any circumstances, but you're not mechuyev to do it. The Tanakh is not being mechayev you, right? Or the Gechadah not being mechayev you to do that. They're not saying that you need to do that unless the guy asks you for mechila.
So then, if he doesn't ask for mechila, you're basically holding
him. But you have to let him know that you're unhappy with him. You can't just fake it. If you fake it, over will see sense of chichu will bavecha.
You tell him, I'm unhappy with you until you ask me for forgiveness.
Right.
And then if not, I'm going to bear a grudge and I'm going to get even.
No, no. That because that because you're not allowed, you're not allowed to do something because that we saw from him. I love him and hold him. You don't do a mice against him. You're not allowed to do a mice against him. And I love him and hold him. You don't pay him back tit for tat. We're not talking old days. We're talking about Jewish days. Okay. Fine. Right. Fine. Okay. And okay, time out. And note, that's where the Chofetz Chaim brings it down at the end. Lo sikum lo sitor, says the Chofetz Chaim, right? Kegon sheish lo sina alav al davar shebikish mimenu lasal so tova bedavar shvilas mamun kiyotzebe. Note that the Rikwat that the Chofetz Chaim brings an example only of mamunus.
That
no, in Mominus, you're not allowed to keep. You're not allowed to keep to bear a grudge. But if what he called, but he didn't do you a favor, etc. But if he harms you in some way, it doesn't say. Doesn't say. Okay. So that is what he called. That's the approach of the Arayim. Okay, and that appears to be the fits the Gemara. Let's go back to the Chinuch. The Chinuch a different pshat over here. How fits in the Gemara is not so pashut, but listen to what he says. So we have to know what the machlokes we're showing on how to understand these mitzvahs over here. Okay? Says the Sefer Achinuch on page 1 here.
So Hafetz says, if only in monetary matters, you're not allowed to bear a grudge, but if it's he hurts you emotionally, then you're allowed.
But you have to be mochiach him. You have to be mochiach him.
Only if he asks for mechila.
Right, but again, you have to be mochiach. You have to tell him, you know, you hurt me.
Only if he asks for mechila. Well, you have to tell him.
You have to tell him. If you don't tell him, anybody calls, then you're not allowed to. Can't have any sin unless you're mochiach. And the court order to be mekayim mochiach, tochacha, right? So we all know that the Mefarshim say it's not so partial to be mekayim tochacha nowadays, because people don't know how to accept it, how to say it properly, right? And as I think, the goal of tochacha is that you get the person to change his ways, or you get the person to remedy the damage he's caused to your relationship. But since we know, like all this, I'm talking about the idea that we're not such pros at tochacha nowadays, right?
Wow.
Because like you hurt my feelings, right? You did something. And then I come to give one of you to a chacha. I say, you know, instead of just saying, Avram, I love you, but with God, you know, but you know, you hurt my feelings. Instead, I say, you blank. You know what you did to me? Now, that's not very effective in terms of tochacha. I mean, it may get your spleen out, but it's hard to believe that you've been mekayim in the midst of tochacha because you haven't said it in a way that the guy can swallow it. You have to be able to do it that way. Otherwise, it's not proper tochacha. So then you wind up anyway in a state where you've never been mochiach him, which means you can't hate him, which means you got to get rid of it out of your heart.
Right, so if you tell him and he doesn't ask for forgiveness, then it's permitted to hate him?
If you're mochiach him properly, but I'm saying it's not so easy to be mochiach properly.
If
you're mochiach him and you told him, I don't like what you did to me, you're not mochiach to forgive him, according to Yerayim. And that's the Pashut Pshat in the Gemara. But what I'm saying is, de facto, we're not so good at giving tochacha. Right? We just cussed the other guy out. That doesn't really solve the problem. So you're always in a state of having not given tochacha, right? Which means you're potentially being over in the system. So really, you're left with no choice but trying to work it out some other way, right?
Which way is praiseworthy if you let it go?
You don't want to be over in the system of Chikabel Vecha. If in fact you haven't been mekayim in the midst of Tochacha properly, so then you're back at stage one again. Record, he is a person who did something wrong, right? You're entitled to be mochiachim, but unless you're not doing Tochacha properly, so then you haven't been mochiachim, so then you can't hate him. So I'm saying just in a practical sense, it winds up pretty cool. But listen to the way the Chinuch approaches. Right, you got it. Unless you tell him that, what he called, I'm upset about what you did, right? Then you can't keep anything in your heart. So now. Okay, so now, now look at the chinuch. Chinuch is a very interesting thing. Shalo lisna on page one here. Shalo lisno sinas halev. Right, we shouldn't harden our hearts. Echa mi Yisrael. Shenem lo sinas achicha b'levecha. Don't hate another Jew. Loshan sifra lo amarti ela sina shi b'lev. So sinas b'lev. Ukvochim ba'archin. Right, the sinas shi b'lev across the medaver. Aval kishi yara lo a sina v'yadua shu sono ainu over alavze. Fine. So that's what I said before from the chinuch. That lo sisnas achicha b'levecha. You're only over on that lav. You're only over on that lav. If, right, if you would call it, you're pretending to like him, and you really hate him, then you're over on the sister of Achim Bilbao.
Some people just do nothing.
What would that mean?
I mean, you don't say, you don't act like you like him, and you don't tell him. You don't have any, you decide not to have any.
That's also us, sir. And the idea is that we call it, it's hidden. He would never know about it.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. So then, okay, then we're going to get involved in the next thing. There's the mitzvah tochacha. There, the chinuch says it's not so easy to be mochiach. Let's go down to the bottom. Shlo linko, reish mem alef. Shlo linko, and says it in the bold there. The inyanu kagon Yisrael shehera otzier. Look at the bottom of page one. Bottom page one, right? The chinuch. Bottom. Yisrael shehera otzier lechaveru beecha mikol advarim. You hear this?
Yeah.
The chinuch says the din of no nakama and or no natira is in not only but to forget about the big. There's a whole new approach. It's not just in monetary things. It's shehero tzir lechaveru beechem yikol advarim. Anything, anytime someone else does something to you, right? There's an easter of nakama and natira on that. I mean, there's even after it comes out from the chinuch, if you made the guy aware that you're unhappy with him, so you're not over on the sister sachicha b'levecha, but you're not allowed to hold it inside. Listen to what he says. V'noeg, right? V'noeg, rov v'nei adam sheba'olam who the minig most people is shul yasur melechapes achrei misha hera lehem. They don't stop searching for opportunities to bash up, right? Either verbally or physically, right? The person who did something to them, ajigimulu kemaseo ara, o yachivu kemoshi yachiva. People always want to take vengeance. You did to me, man, you can see what I'm going to do to you.
Why does he have to do anything for you? Whatever he gets from like where he looks.
Yeah, that's some sin of skinam. Okay, I mean, I don't even reach the sin of skinam, it's what he called it. It's some, I don't know, illness. Umizeh ha'inyan mananu Hashem Yisbarach ba'omro, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu said this doesn't do. I says lo siko v'loshin sifra ad heichan kocha shel nakama. See how he's learning it. Ad heichan kocha shel nakama. Remember, he said the Gemara, right, appears to say it's only on monetary things. And that was the example they gave. You want to lend me this? No, I'm not going to lend it to you. I'm not going to lend it to you because you didn't lend it to me. But that implied in the Gemara, right? That implied in the Gemara that, record, if we're not monetary things, you insulted me. You look kind of like a smelly gorilla, and you smell like him also, right? Etc. I don't have what he called. That's not in the common tier. That's what appears in the Gemara. And he's saying it appears to everything. But look at the way he's understanding it. Ad heichan kocha shel nekama. He's understanding Gemara when the Gemara says that, what he called, I borrow something from you, and you say no, and back and forth, it's telling you that even that's called Nakamba. What did I do to you? I said I'm not going to lend you the thing. No. And then you say back to me, what he called, I'm not going to lend you what I did because you didn't lend to me. No, not so terrible. You'd think, what he called, maybe that's not Nakamba. That's not Nakamba. Right? Says the Gemara, even that's the Kama. But certainly, if I'm thinking in my heart, what do you call it? You blank. Right? Right? And I say, what do you call it? And I'm keeping that hatred inside of me, and I want to do every bad thing to the world to you. Right? That for sure isn't the Kama. That's what he's understanding it. That's what he's understanding it. That for sure isn't the Kama. That for sure isn't the Kama. That leaves us with a problem, though. Right? So if that's true, if that's sure as a nekama, so then what do you call it? Then how do they answer the question about the Talmud Chacham, who's not Nokim v'noter k'nachash? We see that even if you shame somebody, there's an Easter and a Kama and a Tira. And that's what the Gemara asked the question, right? The Gemara asked the question, how could you possibly say that Talmud Chacham, who's not Nokim v'noter k'nachash, he's not a Talmud Chacham, right? But there's an Easter of Nekam and Atira. So when we read the Gemara, we said, no, Nekam and Atira is only a Mamanus. But the way the Chinuch is learning it, it's not just a Mamanus, it's on everything. So the question goes back again. If, according, what do you call it, if the way the Chinuch is understanding it, that Nekam and Atira is on anything that somebody does bad to you, right? So then the Gemara never answered its question then. It said, how could a Talmud Chacham? It has to be Nokim and Noter, has to take an akamba. It says Losika Vositor. So the Gemara answered, that's my Mammon. Right? That's my Mammon. But the way the Chinuch is learning, it's not just by Mammon. He's learning it, it's by everything. So then we're back to the question all over again. How can you say that Talmud Chacham has to be Nokim and Noter? Right? How can it be what he called it? He's over on the Nisa Deraita, Losika Vositor. Because the sequence here is not just in money things, it's on any insults. So it appears there's another girsa in the Gemara.
The question is, how can a Talmud Chacham want to insult?
How can he be Nokim and Noter? It's Aser, so Sikkim Lositor. It appears there's another girsa in the Gemara, right? That's brought down, what do you call it, by one of the Farshim on Rav Sajagon. And it was brought down in the name of Rav Ben Aramam, right? That he had a different girsa in the Gemara. That the difference of the Gemara is, it depends if it's with regard to Torah. And not the difference is if it's Mammon or not Mammon. It depends with regard to Torah.
Uh-huh.
In other words, if we're talking about the Bizoyna Torah, then it's different.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they get out of it. But okay, but let's continue with the Chinuch. So now let's go on page 2. On what do you call it? In the bowl there. I'm going to call it Mishorshe HaMitzvah. The Shorshe HaMitzvah. Look at the Chinuch approaches it. Mishorshe HaMitzvah. Sheyeda Adam. That a person should know. V'yiten alibo. Ki kol asher yikreu mitov ad ra. Everything that happens to a person from good to bad. Hu siba shetovu alav me'es Hashem baruch hu. It's all from Hashem. This is something we meramis to on Leil Shvi Shel Pesach. Right? We talked about this a little bit. Umiyad ha'odam miyad ish achiv lo yeh davar bilti ratzon Hashem baruch hu. And I got to know that anything that happens to me only happens to me because it's the will of Hashem. Right? Oh, he has bechira chafshis? It's true he has bechira chafshis. It's true he has free will. Right? And he'll pay a price for his choice of free will. But the Torah says, right? The Torah says that even though he did what he did with free will, but Hashem is also omniscient, he's all-knowing, and everything, if it weren't Hashem's will, it wouldn't have happened. So therefore, don't focus on his bad choice in free will of doing something bad to you. Rather, focus on the fact that it's from heaven. And you bear responsibility also. You must have done something wrong. You need some sort of tikkun of one sort or another. For what would he call it? You need some sort of tikkun. And he's an agent for it. That's what you're supposed to focus on. So you don't break your relationship with him. Right? Al kein kishit siaro yachivu adam yeda benafsho, a person should know in his nefesh ki avonosav garmo, right, that somehow I'm responsible for what's happening over here, right, be it sins I committed now, be it perhaps sins for another lifetime, who knows. Hashem is baruch gozra alav v'kach lo yoshis, or Hashem is God, or whatever the reason is, Hashem was gozra, maybe he's being mechaper on the door, who knows what it is. That's what I should focus on. But I shouldn't allow my machshava to turn towards taking vengeance on him. Ki hu eino sibas raso, because he is not the cause. He's just the agent. Ki avon ho amesabev. Sin is the cause. What type of sin? That he doesn't go into. And that can be very, very complex. Ukmosh amar David olav ha-shalom, and like David HaMelech said to Rabbi Shimon ben Gera, he said to Avishai, which you mentioned before, ha-nichalo v'yakalel, ki amar lo Hashem yizbarach, that's what Hashem wanted him to do.
Why do we say that pasuk in the morning?
What?
Don't let us come across an evil man, don't let us come across a bad
thing,
right, neighbor.
Right, because we don't want to get ourselves into nisyonos.
So therefore,
right?
If we get that, if an occurrence happens, we're not saying that
What do you call it? We don't want, like it says also, Ativini Loli Day Nisayon Veloli Day Vizayon. Don't bring me to Nisyonos and I won't be ashamed. Right? Fine. So it comes out, I want to get more complex, or it's complex enough as it is. Comes out, let's just get to the bottom line over here.
Rambam?
Right? No, let's just think what they would call the Chinuch and the Urayim. Right? Called Rambam is
the
that's Rav Elazar Mimetz. He's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, if I remember correctly, I think. Yeah, he's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. He's one of the Bali Tosas. So now, let's just get down to the bottom line. Right? Bottom line is, what do you call it? It's a machlokas rishonim. If someone does something bad to you, right? How do you relate to that? Right? The first thing is, right? Be it monetary, be it verbal, be it whatever it is. The first thing is you have to be mochiach, because as the pasuk said, hochiach tochiach. Let me say, you have to tell me you did something wrong. If you didn't do that, then you're in bad shape. Why? Because if you hate him in your heart, according to everybody, you're over an Issa D'oraisa. You're not allowed to. Until you mochiach him, right? You're not allowed to hate him. You mochiach him, so now it's a different story. Right? You're certainly not going to be over Lo Sisna Sachicha B'Lvavecha then, but now the question is, are you allowed to bear the grudge against him? If, what do you call it, you were going back to Chinuch, you're not allowed to bear a grudge. Even if it's not, what do you call it, even if it's not just monetary, even if it's verbal insults, etc., whatever. According to the Arayim, you're not over an Iser. You're not over an Iser of bearing a grudge if he insulted you verbally. And we're not talking about monetary things.
Why was that?
According to the Arayim.
How?
In other words, if the guy insulted you, he says, you're not over in Losikim Lositor. As long as you told him that you're unhappy with him, so you're not over in Losikim Lositor, and he doesn't ask you for forgiveness, You could keep it inside. Now, is that a milah? It's obviously not a milah. It's not a plus. It's not a minus chasidus. That's for sure not. Sure not a minus chasidus. But not over an Easter. According to the chinuch, you're over an Easter. You're not allowed to. You have to look at it as though it's been a shemayim. We said before that it's not so easy to be mochsiach somebody anyway. So practically, right, you're never really sure. I shouldn't say you're really never sure, but oftentimes we're not mochich properly, in which case, everybody would agree you're not allowed to bear a grudge, because it's all before tochacha. So bekitzer, the idea is if people, right, are nasty to us, right, it's the first thing we have to do is to tell them we don't like what they did, and what happens afterwards, right, to say the person for sure is over an Iser, you can't say it's a machlokas rishonim. It's because the machlokas is the chinuch and the arayim. And again, there's the Rambam here also as well. Who appears pretty much to be on the side of the, what he called, of the chinuch, right, etc. And even according to the arayim, have we probably been mochiach a person? It's hard to know. So we get to that's what he called. That's very short of a very very long story. There's obviously a lot more over here. So we have to be what he calls. You gotta be upfront. You can't. Oh, you guys, wonderful, etc. And hate him. It's for sure. It's an issa d'oraisa. You gotta say something. Have to say it. You have to say it with tact. Are we always careful? Are we always really tactful? Lawyer there. And that's for the discussion. It's a very complex gemara. Very complex gemara. And also, particularly if we've done something bad against the Talmud Chacham, and especially if it's in public, and the Rambam happens to say that this idea of bizoyin to the Torah is only if it's in public, the bizoyin of Torah, then we better ask for forgiveness, because otherwise that's really cool. That's bad news for the Jews. Okay, so it's time during what he calls Sfiras HaOmer, time when we try to improve our relationships with one another. We know a kavod zeh bazeh. We should be proactive in showing our kavod to one another, and realize that each and every Jew, right, is another os in the Sefer Torah, and I need him just like he needs me in order for the Sefer Torah of God to be written on the spirit of mankind. Because it's not just to have a Torah written on parchment; you have to have a Torah written on what he called a man himself. The Jewish people are that, with the letters. So we should be proactively doing the right thing. Now that we know what the wrong thing to do is, God willing, we'll have Siyata Dishmaya in that area.